The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good morning, Chattanooga. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's another beautiful Saturday, and what a great week. Another busy week in real estate. And you know something, Ben, I look forward every Saturday morning to coming in here with you because you're always so chipper. You drink that coffee. I think you do
the
morning run before you go.
I don't need coffee. Well, you were telling me about that whole metabolism thing. So I was like, I've been drinking less coffee.
Okay, so well, you're doing it. Well, I'm down to one cup a day, so I'm doing
really
pretty good.
That's awesome. I'm down to like five cups, so I'm down a little bit.
But I haven't gotten up and started running early like you do. That hasn't rubbed off on me yet.
That's what drives my energy.
I am excited because every week we try to educate our audience, and last week we were talking to seniors and talking about the downsizing process and all that. And this week we've got another special guest that'll be joining us shortly, Shonda Strickland. She is a property manager and she owns her own company, and we're going to have her in. And this week our show's kind of going to be geared towards investors. So for anybody who is an investor, who maybe is thinking about dabbling in it or getting a rental home or something like that, this will be a great show for them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be special for those investors who want to screen folks and really understand on how to approach it. Shonda and I went to high school together.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's a small world.
Well, on this show, we don't tell ages, though, right? I won't ask what year y'all graduated.
Hey, we won't say when, but we will say where.
Yeah.
We were Blue Raiders.
Well, speaking of ages, oh my gosh. Okay, we got to have a little fun here. So before we got on the air, we were talking about Tina Turner. And Jay, our producers, looked it up. We were trying to figure out how old's Tina Turner. 79.
I said what? Late 70s. I knew it.
So, I mean,
I thought, Tina, didn't you say, you said about 80, so you nailed it too.
Okay. Have you ever seen such a hot mama that can still wear a mini skirt and strut herself like Tina Turner? I mean, honestly.
No,
she
no
is
doubt.
Like my idol.
And she was ahead of everybody. She was bringing it out.
Yeah. I mean, she's ahead of everybody. I mean, she puts Madonna to shame.
Wow. So, Thunderdome.
I mean,
remember
she's like
song?
My mentor. So I'm going to have to do some more research on her and see what she does for exercise and stuff.
Hey, that was inspiring, though. She had music out there that was like strong.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of rock. It had a little bit of dance, but it was inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think for all the ladies coming up through the, I think it was just a really good mix of music that she did that inspired folks out there. And I don't know. I was walking down the office hallway the other day and somebody was singing something about being a hero, and that made me think of Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, she's
I can't think
a
of the
hero.
Name of it, but yeah.
She is a hero. So, Ben, it's time for the update. What are the rates doing this week?
Okay, so rates, you know what? It's funny because the weather's cooled off all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's been really nice weather, so the heat has kind of left, but the heat's really still here because interest rates are hot. I mean, it's like hot on fire.
Tell us.
Oh, listen, I just locked in a 2.75% interest rate on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
2.75. Okay. Yeah.
This gentleman did business. He's done business with me several times. He's bought investment properties. He's bought multiple primary properties. Like every few years, he buys a primary residence, stays there for a couple years, and turns it into an investment home. It's incredible what you can do. If you want to retire faster, folks, it's not just about what to do.
Right.
It's about when to do it. And right now, as far as interest rates go, these are the lowest I've seen in a couple years.
2.75 is unbelievable.
That is.
And this is so against what we were being told last year. Because you remember last year we were being told they're going to be up around 6%.
Yep.
I mean, this defies everything.
I hope it
stays this way for a long, long time.
With the economy doing this good right now, and by the way, it just came out, 2.1% growth in this quarter. Holy cow, that's pretty strong. So it's gonna be hard to change this. This train's not just gonna slow. It's not gonna slow down fast.
That's right.
And so if there's someone out there, you know, when we talk about interest rates being down this low, I looked at my clients from a couple years ago when rates had shot up after the election. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks there that have that 4.5% to 5.0%. Those folks can refinance, lower their term a few years to a 25-year that got a 30-year,
right,
and still lower their mortgage payment $50 to $100 a month.
That is unbelievable. All the reason to call Home Rate Mortgage. And before we bring our special guest in, I've got to take a moment, and I have got to brag on one of your employees, one of your loan officers, Tara Latham. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I've always enjoyed working with Tara. She's very good. She communicates well. She stays on top of things. And I had to tell her this week. I had to say, Tara, I had to call her, make a special phone call, and say, Tara, look, I already liked you. I was already impressed with you as a professional. But, oh, my gosh, is she over the top now? This is what Tara has done. For anybody listening out there, you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And I am sharing a story that happened this week. Okay, so got some bad news last week. Had three deals writing that were all supposed to close, okay?
And they're all tied together,
it's
right?
It's all tied together because you had buyer A buying buyer B's home, buyer B buying buyer C's home. So these are a lot of people's lives being affected. And moving is... I mean, that's a monumental task.
It's
it really is. It's a big deal to move. And so we kept trying to get communication. Of course, Tara was handling my loan, which, you know, we were pulling
up
the
buyer,
caboose.
Was that buyer C?
We were C.
Buyer C,
we
okay.
were pulling up the caboose.
No issues on buyer C, folks.
No issues. Home rate. How's it going on? So I was communicating with realtor for buyer B. He was doing a good job. He was communicating. But heck, we could not get any feedback from the loan officer for buyer A.
For buyer A. Yes. That was impacting buyer B.
He was driving the train. Driving the train, okay?
The conductor.
So I get a call and find out all the deals were falling apart. And never got a good explanation from the lender, anything else. The appraisal had not even been ordered, nothing. So you know how terrible it is to have to pick up that phone and call your clients and give them this bad news. And this is why I always communicate. I stay on top of it. I'm calling. If anything, I harass and stalk because I want to know what's going on because I want to keep my clients informed every step of the way. So I got so frustrated. We were having to put that house back on the market.
Right.
Everybody's back to square one, okay? So I reach out to Tara, okay. And I'm like, Tara, I can't get any answers. So Tara and I start this little detective work together, right? I said, call and see what you can find out, okay? So Tara starts making calls and everything. Folks, let me tell you what Tara Latham has done. Now Tara has the buyer A. She has that loan. She's already gotten him in, got him pre-qualified. She's going to be able to do the loan. We're going to close
all three transactions. Yeah, and faster.
She thinks she's going to get this done in less than 3 weeks.
Right.
This is why it is so important. I'm not just up here stroking Ben's ego every Saturday morning.
It feels pretty good.
I know it does. I know he likes his ego stroke. But I'm not just stroking your ego. I cannot stress how important it is.
To have the right leader.
To have the right realtor.
The right realtor.
Someone who's going to fight for you, stay on top of it, let you know what's going on.
Right.
Keep you involved. But to have that lender that's going to talk to you any time of the day, weekends, after hours, whatever, and they're going to shoot you straight.
And she was working on that deal till 2 a.m. when she found out about it. I think that was a Saturday night. I'm not sure. But
let me tell you, and if you're giving out any bonuses this year, I'm putting in a plug right now.
When does she not get bonuses?
For Tara Latham. I'm telling you, Ben, this is why it is so important. And she has brought all this together. And so I was able to call everyone just a couple of days ago and say, oh, my gosh, do I have good news. Now, that's a phone call you want to make. And, I mean, I think everybody's about to cry.
If you get a bunch of lemons, turn it into lemonade.
Exactly.
Right?
But I can't stress, if you're listening, if you're tuning in, doesn't matter if you're thinking about selling your home, buying your home, you've got to work with a right professional.
Absolutely.
That is so, so, so important. And with that, Speaking of professionals, why don't we go ahead? I know we just got a few minutes before we go to break, but let's bring in our special guest. Mm-hmm. We have Shonda Strickland.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shonda.
How are you guys? Good.
Good to see you. You look all bright and cheery on Saturday, too.
Well,
so have you had your coffee?
I have. At least 2 to 3 cups a day.
Okay.
Try not to go over that.
Well, Shonda's a good friend, and I didn't realize until you came into the studios this morning that you knew Ben as well.
Yes,
so you and
yes,
Ben went
and
to...
Ben and I have known each other for a long time.
So you two went to the same school. So let's hear some stories.
No, we won't go into that. We won't even tell about how long ago that was.
What's so funny is I get, because of my time in Chicago as a kid for a little bit, no one thinks that I'm from here because I picked up a little bit of that whatever they have up there, which is terrible. So I like the Southern for that matter, the hospitality of the South, you know.
Exactly.
That's where I like to say. But Sean and I grew up together at Cleveland High School.
Yes.
And those were the
just a few years ago.
I mean, you know, some people call them the good old days, but we'll just call them the days.
That's right.
So did you guys go to elementary and high school together, or
no,
where'd you go to elementary?
I don't think so. I went to George R. Stewart in Cleveland elementary
school. I went there for like a month.
Well,
did you?
Yes.
I'm glad to have both of you guys in Hamilton County. As you know, I'm partial to Hamilton County. I think
we're happy to be in Hamilton.
Yes,
County.
We are very happy.
We are very happy.
Heads and tails over Bradley.
We are residents of the Chattanooga area, and we are happy
indeed,
to be.
Anyway,
so Shonda, you're here in the studios. For our listeners, tell them you're the owner. Tell them the name of your company and what you do.
So the name of the company is Mountain View Property Management, and we manage all aspects of property ownership for investment owners. And that includes, I mean, it's a plethora of things. You know, it's... Handling collections, doing the marketing, the leasing, things of that nature.
So let's start off in layman's terms, okay, for somebody, because we're trying to help investors today, trying to gear this show to help investors. So for someone just starting out, you know, we're talking fancy talk property manager. What's the best way to describe property management?
Okay.
What is that?
Good question. And a lot of people have that question. A lot of people don't know exactly what property management consists of. And basically, we are just taking that headache, the daily nuances, away from that investment property owner. So we are handling all of these issues. You bring us the property that you have or properties that you own that are investment properties. We will take care of everything that goes along with that. We will do the marketing. We will do the showings, the leasing, the collections, maintenance coordination, make-ready coordination, evictions. God forbid we have to do that.
We'll get into
that as well.
Later.
Yeah,
we'll get into that later because that's a topic of its own. But you do the application and everything,
the tenant screening. We do the whole, and we offer a couple of different packages. We do a lease only and then a full service. But we can get into that later. But, yeah, we offer the full suite.
So how long have you been doing property management? I want to give you a twofold question. How long have you been doing it, and how did you get involved in it?
Okay. Yeah, so I've been in property management for a little over 12 years, and I've got experience in all aspects, commercial, multifamily, and scattered. And how I got into it, actually, we were moving. I'm originally from Cleveland, Tennessee, but my husband and I had moved to Tampa for a few years. And then we moved back to Chattanooga, and I started working for Eastgate Town Center as property manager there. And that's how I got started.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into property management, the ups, the downs, and some of the challenges.
We'll be right back.
MLS 2239. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high-interest credit card debt into one low fixed-rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We are talking to Shonda Strickland of Property Management, Mountain View Property Management. And we were just asking you about, you know, some of the nuances, some of the ins and outs of property management. But my question was, where do you all, can you go across the state lines?
We can, actually. Yeah, our broker is licensed in both Tennessee and Georgia.
Okay.
So we can manage property in both Tennessee and Georgia.
So this just isn't a one-man show. This is a
You've grown a lot, right? I mean, because I know just since I've known you, you've grown a lot. So how many properties are you guys managing now?
We have around 330.
Whoa!
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's
and
a whole lot.
You know, we've lost some people through mm-hmm. sales because the market is so good right now. You know,
right.
Some people have sold investment property. But we are holding steady right now at 330.
Okay.
Last I checked.
That's incredible.
And continuing to grow. So.
That
well,
is really awesome. Congratulations.
Thank well, you.
That kind
hey,
of
that Cleveland education's half time.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
CHS.
Hey, I'm telling you, we're all products of public education. There's hope, right? We all
there
have
is
our
hope.
Own businesses.
That's right. That's right.
So, that's really
you
great.
Know, you just sparked a question I had. Shonda sent me just said, why do you feel, you were talking about the market being so good right now. So is the rental market really strong right now? I mean, I feel that it is, but I want to hear from someone that deals with this every day. Is the rental market strong, and is it strong in Chattanooga?
The rental market is very strong, and that's kind of a twofold question too. But so as far as the rental market itself, mm-hmm. as far as having renters available, Chattanooga is a very strong rental market. We've got a pool. We've got a great student pool that we can pull from. We've got military.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've got, you know, our, I think our unemployment rate is like 3% right now.
It's below
which
that
is
now.
Like a 20-year
yeah,
low.
I know.
So that's bringing people to the mm-hmm. city. So we have got a huge pool of renters. And I think it's about 45% of Chattanoogans are renters.
Now, I'm curious, are you seeing more of these renters? Are they younger folks like millennials? Because, you know, Ben and I talk about this all the time. It seems the millennials have this reputation of they want to be on the move, kind of more transient. They don't want to be tied down. They want to be able to move and go when they want. So I'm curious, is that what you're seeing as a property manager mainly?
It's a mix,
okay.
Really. It's a nice mix. And, you know, of course, also something I didn't mention with all of the new companies that we've seen come into Chattanooga.
Right.
You've got a lot of these folks that are moving here to work. They're not familiar with the area, so they want to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've got a great mix of people age-wise. It's not just millennials that are renting.
Well, you've probably answered some of this, my next question, because you were just talking about unemployment rate and all the great things going on, which we talk about this every week, don't we, Ben,
yes.
about all the great things going on in Hamilton County, all the new businesses locating
mm-hmm.
here,
yep.
you know, all the new construction that's underway.
Tons of new construction.
Yeah, and we are so blessed. But I asked this, too, because I have an investor that I worked with. I've actually sold them over 60 homes.
Oh, wow.
In one area. And they have a group, because I would have sent them to you. But
right.
He's kind of put together his own team here in town because he is so big. But they are from California.
Right.
And I've noticed a lot of investors coming in seem to be from New York and other areas. So why do you think that Chattanooga is such a sought-after market for investors?
Well, for one, Chattanooga investment properties are so much more affordable than mm-hmm. some of our surrounding cities. You know, if you look at Nashville market has just exploded.
Oh, yeah.
And the prices have just gone through the roof. Mm-hmm. So it's almost, you know, these guys almost can't even afford to purchase, or it's really not worth it to purchase rental property in Nashville or Knoxville or Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they see our prices here in Chattanooga, how they can get, I mean, I'm still seeing houses, investment property homes going for, you know, in the 20s,
mm-hmm.
20,000, maybe need a little, you know, they probably need a little work.
That ain't a lot of work.
Well, yeah, but it's still a good price. You
right.
can't really find
no,
that
you cannot.
In any of the surrounding cities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one huge draw. And then, of course, as Ben touched on, the interest rates have dropped so low. It'd be crazy not to, if you had thought about purchasing investment property, it'd be crazy not to at this point.
Well, you're right. And you're going to hate us because we tell these renters every week, why are you making your landlord rich, right? Why are you not buying? Because of the interest rates. Right. But, you know, I'm curious too, as far as renters and stuff like that, how long are you seeing them stay? Are most of them wanting to do 1-year leases, 2-year leases, 3-year, and do you have a requirement?
Well, our requirement, our minimum lease is a 1-year lease. Okay. So we don't do anything, we don't do any short term.
Don't do a 6-month, no short term at all. Okay. No.
So if 330, you got 1-year leases on every one of them minimum.
We do.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, we will offer a 2-year as well, but I am seeing mostly they will stay for a couple of years for the most part. Now, I do have some folks that I've put in that have been there since we started the business still, you know, so 4 and 5 years.
Yeah.
But for the most part, renters, like I said, because they're coming in from other cities, they're working here, so they just kind of want to get a feel of the area. So usually about 1 to 2 years.
And there are those folks, and being you and I know this, there are those folks, they don't want to maintain a yard. No. They don't want to fix a leaky sink or a toilet or a roof. They don't want to replace a roof. So it's a good option to be able to rent for those types of people. It really is.
Right.
And so...
And that's why it's so neat to think about this from the investor point of view. You've got an opportunity to not only, you know, help them in their marketing,
get
them leased out and help in the leasing contracts themselves, you were telling us, but also in the collections of you guys track that money down, don't you?
We do. We actually, so the tenants will pay us, and of course then we will pay the owners from that. And we do all of the accounting. We have an accounting firm that we use.
Awesome.
And so we do all of the accounting. The investors will get a monthly, at the end of every month, they get an owner statement. Mm-hmm. And that owner statement basically has, you know, their income, expenses, and then what their net is. Mm-hmm. And it's if they have more than one property, which most of them do, it's by building. So it's pretty easy to read to see what your net income is.
I would you all have to keep pretty meticulous records, too. And I know even as realtors, and I know Ben does this too, you know, we can randomly get audited. I'm sure you're
we
the
can,
same
absolutely.
Way as well. So you always want to have that paperwork in order.
Yes.
Makes me so nervous. I used to kid. I loved the auditor we used to have for the Tennessee Real Estate Commission, and he would audit me every time, and I thought, I've got to quit being nice to this guy because he audits me every time he gets a chance. But every time he called me, I say, can we go for margaritas before we go do the
and
audit?
And that's awesome. That's awesome, yeah.
So he loved me. So he always picked on me, and I thought, I've got to quit joking with this guy. You know, it's just as important for you in your industry to keep up with the trends and everything going on. Just like, you know, Ben's always keeping his pulse on the rates and what's going on. I'm having to keep up with the market and even, you know, different ways of marketing a home and stuff like that, especially with social media and the advancement in technology. You've got to stay on top of everything. So how do you track the rental rates and how do you keep up with knowing what to charge? Because what I've seen, and I'm just talking about what I've seen. You know, I've read reports where we're at a 15-year high and stuff like this, but I can go by just the investor I was talking about from California. When we started this 5 and 6 years ago, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home in East Ridge, for example, he would get $650, $700 a month for that. You know what he's getting today? $950 or $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah,
for that 2-bedroom, 1-bath. I mean, that's almost crazy. So are you seeing that? And what would you say about the rental rates? I mean,
I am seeing that. The rental rates have continued to increase over the last decade. Mm-hmm. So like you say, you know, you could have at some point within this last decade rented a home for about $650 in the East Ridge area. That's no longer the case. Mm-hmm. We do use something. It's online. It's Rent-A-Meter. That's something that gives you comps for what's on the market, what things are renting for, what they have rented for. And then it's really just based a lot on experience and just knowing the market and how it is trending.
When you have 330 contracts in your pocket, you know what they're paying.
Exactly.
There's some data there.
And you know the ups and downs and how the market's tracking.
Right. And of course, property condition drives a lot of that. I mean, this investor I'm talking about, he just blows my mind. He always renovates his homes, and it's a really nice product. So,
and that makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference. You're going to get more rent. So for your investors out there,
yes,
it makes a big, big difference if you've got a nice property, and you're going to rent it a whole lot quicker, too.
Much quicker, too, to a better quality tenant.
But he has started putting in granite in them, and I'm like,
that's awesome.
Blowing my mind. But he rents them like that, and they want to stay. And he's even...
I was going to say tenant retention. That's important for tenant retention.
It keeps the cost down.
Absolutely.
Exactly. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And we have Shonda Strickland, who is the owner of Mountain View Property Management. She's a property manager and we're talking about investing and buying rental property and kind of the process of getting the right tenant and all that kind of stuff. I'm curious, Shonda, too, do you manage other types of properties? Is it just residential?
So
you don't do commercial?
No, we just concentrate on residential.
Okay.
That is all we do.
Now, does that entail apartment complexes?
It does. So, that includes multifamily.
Because I consider that kind of a commercial in a sense.
Right. And some people do, but it does include multifamily, duplexes, triplexes, single family homes, and they're scattered all over. That's why it's called scattered property management, because they're all over the place. But we don't do any commercial as far as businesses, commercial buildings, things of that nature, but all residential we do.
How do you market to folks when you're, or for the investor to help them get someone in there? Do you just do the ads? Do you do the social media stuff? I mean, are you just doing
We do all of it, yeah. It's through our software. It's PropertyWare, something that we use, and PropertyWare is LifeSaver. Yeah, so it actually sends that to about 16 different rental websites.
Gotcha.
The Hotpad, Trulia, Zillow, right. And then, of course, it's on our own website as well as marketing.
Well, it sounds like, the investor... as long as the cost is correct, is okay. It sounds like it takes so much off of their plate that it literally makes up for whatever it costs. I mean, what is the standard cost out there? I mean, it's less than 12% or so.
Oh, my goodness.
What's your average?
Yeah, we're at 9%.
Okay. Holy cow, that's incredible.
9% of gross income.
That is awesome. So, I mean, I would expect to pay at least 12%. So because you guys are so strong, you're able to charge less, and then thereby you're helping out more income in the investor's pocket.
That's right. It's still profitable for us, but it's also helping out that investor with that bottom
dollar. Tell you, it's kind of like, too, even hiring a realtor, because I say all the time, it is proven statistically, realtors get you more for your house if you're selling it.
Yes.
The same thing, I guarantee you, if you're using a professional property manager that knows what they're doing,
less headache.
That fee is absorbed because
delegation's the key to life.
It really is.
If you live by yourself, you have to do everything. Having the spouse, you guys are kind of attacking things together.
That's right.
So the same thing with business. When you're investing, you've got someone to take care of the collections, the financials, and the marketing. It's really an amazing opportunity.
And, Shonda, when we come back, we're going to have to go to another quick break. This is flying because this is just great information.
Well, this is fun
when
stuff.
We come back,
I know.
And
this.
I love it, too. I'm learning a lot, too. So when we come back, though, let's talk more about the eviction process, fair housing, some of the laws, and some of the tricks to the trade. We'll be back in just a moment.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We have Shonda Strickland with Mountain View Property Management Group. And Shonda, I've got to say, this has been a wealth of information.
Good.
I'm excited. Yeah.
And you just pointed out something. You were talking about the fee.
I'm blown away about
that. Blown away, it's only 12%. And we got into something. I don't think she got to finish her thought.
9%. Yeah,
9%. But that she, other places charge 12%.
Oh, they charge 12 to 15.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
And so it's more than worth it. But there was something else that we talked about during the break. You didn't get to finish that thought. I want you to do that right now.
Yeah, and we were talking about when you hire a professional, you're going to get more for that property, whether it's, you know, if you're selling, you hire a realtor, or if you're an investment property owner and you're hiring a property manager. We're going to get you typically more for that monthly rent. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've taken on properties from investment owners that were attempting to manage on their own and how far below market they were on their monthly rent. Mm-hmm. So that's something else, you know, because they don't really know what the market is. And a lot of them are out of town or out of state. So they don't really have their hands on the pulse of what the rental rate is locally.
Exactly. And that's what's important. You've got to stay on top of that information so you know what to charge. You know, in the last segment today, we are going to talk about how to screen potential tenants and how you can save thousands by getting the right tenant. We'll talk about that in the last segment.
Yes.
We want you to stick around for that. But talk to us a little bit about the screening process, because to me, that is important. Finding the right tenant, that's key.
It is probably the most important thing you can do, because that's where your tenant retention comes from. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to decide how that 1 year lease goes. Mm-hmm. So we, again, use our software for that. It pulls from a national database. Mm-hmm. So it's pulling credit. It's pulling criminal, it's pulling job history, it's pulling rental history. And then, of course, we go a step further once we run that through that screening process. We also have them supply us with, you know, their most recent pay stubs. Mm-hmm. We call the most current property management company or landlord, whoever they may be renting from at that time. So that is so important. Then we, of course, have criteria that we go by, and I won't go through all of that right now, but that is so important. Important screening that tenant, and that's something else that most property owners don't have the ability to do.
Detective Shonda,
that's right. She's have to.
That's
be,
right.
You have
that's
to.
Right.
But you know, I mean, and I don't want to have a preconceived idea, but maybe I do, because I would think some people probably do rent, because I've known of folks who have had, you know, maybe a bad situation, something bad that's happened to them in life, whether it's been a divorce, or they've lost a job or something like that, and it did affect their credit in a negative way. So I would think there's a lot of people renting because they can't buy yet. Because they're so, how do you handle that? Because you're looking at credit score.
We are looking at credit score, but credit score is not the most important factor for us. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, when you're purchasing property, that is a big deal. But for us, we're really just looking at history. Mm-hmm. Do they have any evictions, current evictions, past evictions? Do they have any judgments on their credit? We don't have really a particular standard for what their credit score needs to be. It's just that we're looking at these certain the history, and the history will tell you a lot. So yeah, of course, you know, people don't have perfect credit scores that are renting. Otherwise, they would probably be buying property.
Right.
So we work with these folks. You know, our software tells us it will decline or accept them, but we can also make exceptions to that as well.
Well, and I would think initially, especially during the application process, and they're trying to get you to rent them a property, I would think most folks have their best foot forward. So how do you make sure that this person is really who you think they are? Do you do random checks? I mean, is it in the lease that you can show up periodically? how often do you go in there, make sure, you know, here they've said they don't have a pet, but they've got a Rottweiler living in the property. I mean, how do you prevent those types of situations?
Well, that is another service that we offer, that we can do a quarterly or every 6 months. We can go in like a biannual walkthrough to make sure. And with that service we offer, we'll change smoke detector batteries. We'll change out, you know, the air filters if it's got an HVAC unit. But our main reason for being there is to walk the unit to make sure that that tenant is taking care of the place.
See, to me, that would be so important. For me as a property owner, because my goodness, if someone gets in there and there destroys your property, that can be extremely expensive. So let's say someone wants full service. They want you to do all of that. So I guess you have a network of folks you work with, because if, you know, if Sally calls you and says, hey, my sink's leaking or my toilet's leaking or something like that, they want it fixed immediately.
Of course.
Have you got just a network of folks you can call on no matter what the repair may be or anything like that? You can get them out there immediately, get it repaired.
We do. And yeah, and that's one of the, you know, that's one of the headaches for owners of investment property if they don't have a property management company, one of the many headaches. But yes, we do take that on. We have a couple of companies that we work with, and we've worked with these guys really for since the inception of the company. So they give us, not only are they on top of it, but they also give us a really good rate for their service that we can then pass on to that investment property owner.
So they should, because you're giving them volume.
Absolutely.
Because if you're managing over 300 properties, that's a lot of volume in it, Ben.
It's a ton.
I'm going to ask you this. So a lot of laws, I want to get into laws, the eviction process, a lot of fair housing laws, stuff like that. So first of all, do you guys handle Section 8?
We do. We do a lot of Section 8.
Okay. Well, tell us, talk a little bit about that. About that process.
So Section 8 properties can be really great for the investment property owner. It's guaranteed income from the government. Now, they typically will just pay a portion for that tenant. If that tenant has income coming in, they will take that, and then Section 8 or the housing authority will pay a portion for that tenant, and that tenant's responsible for the other portion.
Right.
But we have... there's an inspection process for that. Now, if you bring a property on with us, it doesn't have to be pre-approved for Section 8. When we bring that property on, if we get a Section 8 tenant, we fill out their Section 8 paperwork. At that point, they take that back to the housing authority. The housing authority then sets up an inspection time. They'll come out and inspect the property. Obviously, they have certain criteria that home has to pass for that tenant to move in. Once that's done, then we get them in on a lease, and we're ready to go. It's a really simple process. I know it scares some people because they're not familiar with it.
It sounds long, but you're saying it's simple.
It's a very easy process.
Okay. Well, then they probably streamlined it a lot better than what it used to be, because it used to sound like it was quite a lengthy process.
Now, it can take some time to get the inspection done.
Okay.
You know, once that tenant turns in that paperwork, it could be, you know, 1 to 2 weeks before they come out and inspect.
And so you all may have to make modifications to that property or whatever.
Yes.
So it does pass.
And we typically know what Section 8 is looking for, so we'll get that done ahead of time. Sometimes, you know, when they come in and inspect, it's just something small that we have to take care of, which we can get done that same day. And
just like a good real estate agent that sees something in the home and the walk, you know, on the way looking through it, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same deal.
Yep.
So for listeners out there, before we go on with some more questions, tell them, Shonda, how to contact you, because it sounds like you offer a great service and an array of services, and that you basically take care of all the headaches, which I think is important.
Yes, it's very important.
My husband and I just started a couple rental things. We're just diving in it, done enough to be dangerous. And so if we get too many, don't worry, Sabrina will be calling you
there
too.
You
but for anybody listening out there and they're thinking, you know what, this sounds like a service I might be interested in, how can they get in touch with you at Mountain View Property Management?
So a couple of different ways. They can call the office. That number is 423-668-0151. They can look us up, of course, online. Just Google Mountain View Property Management, and we should be on that first page. Or you can email, and that's cstrickland@mtnviewpm.com.
Okay, that's awesome. I want you to give that out because they're really going to want your number after we talk about the next topic, the eviction process. You know, I hear this over and over, and you probably heard this too, Ben, that it seems like the laws in Tennessee are almost to protect the tenant-friendly more than the property owner, which to me is crazy. So talk a little bit about that, and you guys handle evictions.
We do.
And I guess you have to go to court from time to time.
We do.
Talk about that process, because this is another reason why, for me, if I were going to own a number of investment properties,
right,
I would want someone managing them.
Yes, because you will have to be going to court, you know, yourself, and that you're having to take time off work to do that. So basically the eviction process, if we have to get to that point, there was a law passed about 8 or 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. It used to be that the tenant actually, you couldn't do anything for 30 days. You couldn't even file for an eviction until they were late for 30 days. Now, with the new law that was passed, it's and it has to be written into your lease, and it has to be in bold letters. But we are actually able to evict that tenant or start that process on day 6. So when I say day 6, they're due on the 1st, late mm-hmm. after the 5th. On day 6, we can start that eviction process if we feel that's necessary.
And do you have to give them 30 days, or what do you have to do?
No. Basically, what we do, if we need to go ahead and start that process on day 6, we will go ahead and contact our attorney. They mm-hmm. will contact the sheriff. They will post the door. There will be a court date set up, mm-hmm. And once we go to court, it's typically the next week. Once we go to court, if we get the judgment, which we, you know, typically do, then they have 10 days once okay. we get the judgment to be out of the home. So the entire process may take 3 to 4 weeks, mm-hmm. but at least we're not having to wait 30 days before we actually file
start
that
the
eviction.
Process,
exactly.
Right. And then that would be 60 days. Right.
I would think that's a contentious, or could be a very contentious situation to you. Has there ever been a situation where you encountered somebody really, I mean, just belligerent, that you were scared?
Well, you know, it gets to a point sometimes, and this doesn't happen often, but it gets to a point where you have to file for a set out or a writ.
Yeah.
And that's if that tenant has gone past that 10 days and they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we've seen that. But luckily, you know, the deputy is on site. They usually bring out a couple of police officers if we have an issue. We actually had one time where a lady wouldn't leave the home. I mean, she locked us out. We couldn't get in there. We had to literally drill the locks out mm-hmm. to get
while
to
she's
get
inside.
Out, while she's inside.
And see, and that is so sad, too. And,
that
you know,
sad.
I can relate that sort of to the real estate industry. And, you know, when someone is going through a foreclosure or something like that, you have those folks that it's so sad. You hate to see them lose their home. But then you have also those folks that you can tell they are resentful or
mm-hmm.
angry.
Yes.
And so they deliberately go in and vandalize the property and tear it up and rip out all the fixtures and everything. And you're just like, I mean, what did you really accomplish doing that? I mean.
Yeah. And, you know, you really have to treat it like a business.
Right.
I mean, you can't put your feelings into it, you know. And that's another thing that a lot of investment property owners have an issue with. They don't want to evict people or try to collect on folks because they feel sorry for them. But it's your money. I mean, it's your
that's
money
right.
that you're losing. So you really have to treat it like a business.
That's true. Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about fair housing laws. I know you got to be careful. You can't ever discriminate or anything like that. And then we are going to get into how to screen potential tenants. And if you get the right tenant, it can save you thousands. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's $250,000. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
Welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. This is the final segment, and wow, this day has just flown by.
I know. And I think this has been a great show. I mean, for anybody who is already an investor or for anybody thinking about buying rental property.
Well, who doesn't want to be an investor? I mean, this is a great show for those folks. If you're dreaming today, this is the show for you.
That's right. And you know what? The banks aren't paying any money. The way to make money is in real estate.
Hey, they're not really going to teach you.
Number one investment is real estate.
The banks aren't going to teach you how to make money either.
Exactly.
They're just going to give you the loan that they give you, and they're going to take that money, and that's it.
And we love educating our audience week after week after week, so we always try to pick interesting topics. And Shonda, it's obvious that you're so knowledgeable about what you do, and I think you've offered a lot of valuable information today. The one thing that we didn't hit on, I know Ben's been dying to ask this question,
right? And it's about the fair housing. I mean, you were talking right about it towards the end of the segment, and my question is, how do you make sure that you stay inside the laws to protect your investor, you know, from discrimination and following those fair housing laws?
So we have a booklet in the office for the people that lease for us, so that they are always kept up to date as the laws come out. We've never had any issues, but, you know, I go over that with the leasing agents and let them know what they can and what they cannot do. So ongoing training is basically, and just keeping up with what the laws are.
Right. You really nailed it, though. If you're running a proactive business where you're doing your job, letting them know about the laws, letting your, you know, and running the business well, doing good screening, you know, making sure that you're getting good clients in, you don't have to deal with those you don't have to worry about so much of those type of things.
Well, knock on wood, we've never had any complaints.
So. That's right. And, you know, if you've got a valid reason why you can't rent to someone and they haven't met certain criteria and you're backed by the law, I mean, there's nothing they can say that you are discriminating.
Well, and that's another thing. You know, when we have to decline someone's application, mm-hmm. we do have a process for that.
Right.
And it's, you know, we print the letter from the software and it tells them. Now, we can't actually let them know why they were declined. You
right.
know, we can't say it was this, that, or the other, but we will send them a letter. It will explain to them
right.
what it was, and there's a number they can call
to
find out.
Yep.
Yeah, on the mortgage side, we have to let them know exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I love the old saying, it's not what you expect, it's what you inspect. So
yeah.
I think, you know, what you were talking about, offering the service of randomly going in properties, checking them out, making sure if they're not supposed to have pets, that they don't have a pet. If there's only supposed to be two people living there, they don't have 15 people shacked up there.
Right.
So I'm curious if you've got any kind of story to share with us, because I got a couple I want to share today, but I'm sure you've seen a lot. I mean, there's no way. If you're managing,
I've seen quite a bit.
Okay, share something with us. Something interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, right off the bat, I just think of a property owner. I won't mention his mm-hmm. name, of course,
yeah,
but he
right.
has a ton of properties in Soddy Daisy,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't having a very successful run at it mm-hmm. because of the way he was managing his properties. He couldn't keep tenants.
Uh-huh.
Things were just going awry for him. And so he came to us. Now, he hasn't given us all of his properties, but I think that we will eventually get all of them.
Yes.
But we probably have around 25 of his properties.
Wow.
Okay.
And he brought them to us, and he's been with me probably for almost 4 years now.
Uh-huh.
And we have turned that around for him. I mean, because he wasn't taking care of maintenance. He was, you know, not, the properties weren't the greatest to live in. So we've kind of brought him up to speed on
That's
how to
good.
Get those rental properties
That's
the
good.
Way they need to be.
That's good.
And I've probably got several stories, but let's hear a couple of yours.
Well, and I want y'all to know, for full disclosure, I'm not making this stuff up.
Right.
I say, and I know Ben will agree, there's days that you feel like you could write a book and it would be a it would be a bestseller. Am I kidding?
No doubt.
So the investor I was talking about, I've sold the 60 homes too. So he used to have me, when we first started, he would have me, because we had a program and stuff, he would have me screen the clients and stuff like that. And, of course, you know, if they had a pet, it had to be under a certain weight, certain type of pet.
And deposit.
A deposit, all that kind of stuff. So And this did happen after I got out. After he grew so much, though, I said, look, you've got to have someone to manage this.
Right.
I sell
it
real estate.
It can get out of hand pretty
right.
quick. Yeah.
I sell real estate, and that's my bread and butter. You need to turn this over. So he did. But two funny stories. And, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Okay. So one was a home that he was renting in Eastridge. Very nice couple. You would have thought, I mean, very professional, very impressive. You would have thought, okay, these are the ideal tenants. Of course, they said they did not have pets. They didn't pay a pet deposit. That they had a maintenance issue. So the guy showed up early. His maintenance guy showed up early, went over there. I kid you not. He said that there was like a bulldog, a cat. The biggest thing he said, Sabrina, there was a rabbit that was at least 3 feet tall. Hopping around. Hopping around in the home rampantly. I'm not kidding. I've never seen a rabbit like that. I said,
goodness.
Are you sure it wasn't a kangaroo? I mean, have you ever seen a three-foot? He said, I promise you, the rat, it scared him to death. He left. So anyway, they had to evict him, but he said the rabbit was just loose in the house, at least 3 feet tall.
What are they called? Those jackrabbits?
Is
that what they
would
maybe,
have to be?
I guess. I don't know.
I must be a city girl because, I mean, the only thing I can picture is a kangaroo. Here's another story that happened, and I kid you not. Exactly. I kid you not. This is something else that happened. This was a house that he owned in Brainerd. He was renting. Get a call from the neighbors. Okay, another very nice couple. You would think that these are very professional people, very trustworthy. Hey, we've hit the jackpot with these tenants, okay? They go into the property. They have got these I guess you call them what do you put a fish in?
Aquarium.
Aquariums.
Huge aquariums, but it's not really an aquarium, but they were breeding snakes.
Oh,
I'm talking. Oh no. You know what you feed snakes?
You just brought to mind another
you
story.
You know what you feed snakes?
3 foot rabbits.
Okay.
That's right.
You feed snakes rats. Okay. So The neighbors were complaining about rats and everything else. They go in there, and I call them aquariums. I don't know. They're big glass.
I know what
very
you're
long.
Talking
they
about.
Went from one end of the room to the other. Full of these exotic snakes. They were breeding snakes and feeding them rats.
Oh, my goodness.
So they had to evict them. But I'm just like, you know, that's crazy. So for our listeners out there, the moral of the story is it's not what you expect, it's what you inspect. And if you're wanting to invest in real estate, if you want to become an investor, I encourage you to. It's a great way. It's a fabulous way to make money.
Absolutely.
But you better have someone managing your property that knows what they're doing, because when these little situations arise, and they will.
And they will. They always do.
You have someone that can handle it for you.
Absolutely.
Take the headache away.
Mountain View Property Management. Shonda
right.
Strickland.
Give them your number again, Shonda.
Okay, the office number is 423-668-0151.
Well, I would call her today.
Boom.
So now let's talk about, I pulled this article, and I know Shonda, you're going to be able to add a lot to it.
Okay.
But this is how to screen potential tenants and save thousands of dollars. And you know what I mean by this. Because
sure
if you
do.
Get the wrong tenant yep. in there and they tear
it's
your property up.
It's going to cost you thousands of dollars.
Thousands of
can.
Dollars. And you can almost always count on probably having to paint and replace carpet anyway.
Right.
Typically, yes.
Yeah. So it's so important. The first step is that tenant screening process.
Yes.
So if you're a landlord or property manager, or even if you manage properties as a real estate agent, it is of utmost importance that you conduct a thorough tenant screening. We've been talking about that.
Yes.
So how do you counteract the professional tenant? You know what the professional tenant is, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
This is someone, this is a renter who's learned the system. And they know how to move place to place. And a lot of them never pay rent. A lot
Ooh.
Of them never pay rent. These are professional
60
tenants.
Days and out, huh?
Well, now, so for us, you know, we're pulling that through a national database, so we're going to know.
Right.
We're not just taking their word. Yeah, I've lived with my prior landlord for 5 years,
right.
and I make $150,000
right.
a year. And no, we're not taking the word of the tenant. We're screening that.
Exactly.
So we're pulling that. So we know even though they may try to hide it, and they always do, and they always will. Professional but we always will find out.
Right. They will hide it.
Yeah. Well, see, like, our first tenant, and I called her previous landlord and found out she had been there 5 or 6 years. He says she'd never been late or anything else. So that was a good sign. But these people that move, like you said earlier in the show, that is a red flag for sure. And then identifying the wrong fit. This is important, too, because landlords also want to weed out those who simply might not be a good fit for a property. You've got to – part of the screening process should involve employment, income verification, which you said you guys
do.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not – you're going to know if you're trying to get $1,100 a month for this property, if these people are overextended and can't afford
it. Did they just start working at their job and they've been there for 1 month? You know, that's a pay stub is going to help you with that as well.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And, you know, what? Something else I was going to add, too, and it's – we do call the previous landlord, but that is not always a – it's not always going to tell you because well, you could be talking to anybody.
You're exactly right.
Or that landlord may want to get rid of that tenant and they're like, yeah, they're great. Put them in your property. Can't wait. You'll love them. You know, so you can't really rely on that. What we rely on the most is pulling that from the software through that national database. But we do go a step above and do those other.
Well, it's like Ben said earlier, he called you a detective. And in a sense, you have to be somewhat of a detective.
Yes.
And like for me, I thought of that possibility. So what I did with that tenant is I pulled that property up on the tax record. And
I have done that so many times.
And I was able to see who owned it and able to say I was really talking to the right person.
I have done that so many times.
To match that. The interview process. We've talked about that. The interview process, you can find out so much by just looking someone eye to eye and asking those right questions. This article recommends that you ask these questions, and I want to give you a chance to add anything to it. But first of all, why are you moving? Ask them, why are you moving? When do you want to move in? Can you meet the income requirements? Do you have anyone else who would be living with you? Are you okay with undergoing a criminal credit and eviction check? Do you have any pets? And can you provide me with employer and landlord references? This is common sense stuff.
Yeah.
And I know
our application covers all of that.
All of that and then
covers
more.
All of that. And yeah, absolutely. More. And you know, sometimes I'll just throw this in there, a red flag a lot of times, if a tenant's coming to us and they need to move in immediately, like yesterday, that's an issue too. That's something that you want to look for, is how quickly do they want to move in? Are they desperate to move
in? Well, and I know you contact those references too.
We do.
You've got to get those references. It has been a great show, and Shonda, you have provided so much valuable information for our listeners today.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And
thanks so much.
Flown by, but guess what? Before we go, we've got to tell people how to get in touch with us.
That's right.
If you are out looking for a property this weekend, you're thinking about buying or selling, please call Sabrina Realty. We would love to work with you. Our number is 423-499-7780. That's 499-7780, or go to SabrinaRealty.com. And I cannot stress enough what a great job Ben and his team do. And big kudos to Tara.
Tara's worked for me for 8 years, and I've watched her develop into the queen that she is. She's incredible.
Tell them how to get her.
You can call 805-9100. You know, she just helped the North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner, and guess what? We helped her reach those goals.
Awesome.
We helped her reach those dreams. Folks, you can do it too. Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100, 10-minute phone call, no obligation. So, Sabrina, why wouldn't they call?
I don't know, Ben, but thank you, and thank you, Shonda.
Thank you, guys.
So I appreciate the opportunity.
See you guys next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.